Thanksgiving is not celebrated in my country. I believe it's only in the United States that we celebrate Thanksgiving. But I will tell you how fortunate you are that you have this tradition of Thanksgiving. Although there were changes, because originally it has really some religious aspect to it. It was ritualized religiously, but then, you know, it became more as a civil celebration. They say that gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. Let's start with the gospel today. In Luke chapter 17, verse 11 to 19, 10 lepers heard about Jesus. And they know that Jesus was coming. So they waited for him. And when he came, they pleaded to Jesus, "Master, have pity on us. Have mercy on us." And Jesus tested them. That is why in Luke chapter 17, verse 22, he said, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." Why? When you are a leper, you are outcast in the community. And when you get healed, the first thing you should do is go to a priest who can certify that you are healed so that you can be reintegrated into the community. But know that they were not yet healed. And Jesus told them, "Go and show yourself to the priest." And then while they were going there, they realized that they were healed. They passed the test. But then they failed the second test. Because after they being healed, one realized on their way that they were healed. And went back to Jesus in verse 15, glorifying God in a loud voice. And Jesus praise this man and bless him. So you will read in verse 19, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." Your faith has saved you. Gratitude truly unlocks fullness of life. They say that if one isn't thankful for what he has now, what he's got, he isn't likely to be thankful for what he's going to get. The first pilgrims came in to this shore, this United States, this country, not without so many trials, just crossing the Atlantic. They settled in a land they did not know. They cultivated the land. They hunt, they fish, with so many struggles. But you know how their struggles ended? Struggles end when gratitude begins. And that is why, as Sirach, verse 50, chapter 50, verse 22 said, "Let us bless God." They realize that they only have God to thank for all the blessings. All the blessings. You see, it's never enough to say thank you. We always, if we only knew how much we have received, we'll always be grateful to God. Meister Acre once said, and I forgot. It will come back later on. Hey, Master Acre, tell me, what is it? But you know, you have so many things to thank for. Because compared to the countries of Europe, historically, culturally, and economically, this country is a young boy in comparison. And yet, look at where we are now. We are still the richest nation. We're still the most powerful nation. And I can say to you this, that you have so much economic freedom and you have a great democracy. But sometimes people don't see that. And that is why I believe the reason why the United States is so powerful and so great is because of the tradition of Thanksgiving. Because so many people acknowledge that they have God solely to thank for all the blessings. And I want you to keep that and keep repeating that. The first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 4, our second reading today said, "We have God always to thank for enriching us." For enriching us. This year, my Thanksgiving year, I have so many things to thank for. I reached 50 this year. And next week, Thursday, November 30, I will be celebrating my 18th year in my priesthood. And that is something to thank for. I'm telling you that not because that I'm waiting for your gift. I'm telling you that because I want you also this year to look at your blessings and thank God for it. I did not know that I'm 50, but I'm already 50. I did not know that I will reach my 18th year, my priesthood, but I am going to celebrate my 18th year in the priesthood. You have so many things to thank for. Thank God. Last night, I had a mass here for a couple who celebrated their 60 years anniversary of wedding, John and Helen Kolkenbeck. And I was so much amazed, 60 years. I know that many of you here are celebrating so many of your anniversaries this year, whether it is 5, 10, 50, 60, or more than 60, please, this year, thank God this Thanksgiving. Please all stand.